ఫస్ట్ బుక్ ఫస్ట్ ప్రేమ్ స్నేహ మాన్ ప్రణయ రాగ్ అనురాగ్ భావ్ అండ్ మహాభావ్ మహాభావ్ ఆఫ్ టూ కైండ్స్ రూఢ అధిరూఢ ఇన్ రూఢ రూఢ
రూఢ
అధిరూఢ మహాభావ్ కెన్ బి seen also in sometimes in Shukla Siddhanta. Also it can be seen in some very little in Dwarka Mahishi, Rukmani Saptabhana, sometimes, but very in a very little scale, Mahabhava. At that time, Asta Saktik Bhava, you know? Dhumai. These Asta Saktik Bhava are of so many kinds. Eight bhavas. In a stage of Dhumai, Dhumai means covered with smoke. Fire covered with the smoke. That is called Dhumai, Ashtasakti Bhav, but covered with other things. Something coming out, but it can be stopped. That is called Dhumai, Ashtasakti Bhav. Dualita.
Blazing.
Some dhua. Dhua means
smoke.
Smoke. But fire, burning fire. Again, Ujjalit. Third kind. Ujjalit means no dhum. And Prajjalit. Flame so much. There are four kinds of bhav. In Mahabhav, it may be as Dhumai, Ashtasattvic bhav. But in Mahabhav, in Rudh, in Raga and Anuraga, it will be like Dhumai. In Mahabhav, it will be Ujjalit, something, Ujjalit. In Rudh, it will be like Ujjalit. Adhirudh, more than Ujjalit. Then comes Adhirudh Mahabhav is of two kinds, Madan and Modan. Modan, in Modan, Ashwasatri, because this bhav comes in Pradipta, well-lit flame, highest of Modan, and more than Rudha, Ashwasatri bhav. And there are so many other things. Lakshan means?
Symptoms.
More than Rudh in Adhirudh. Adhirudh of two kinds, Modan and Madan. Modan in Sanyog. Understand?
Sanyog.
In meeting.
Sambhog.
Sambhog. Meeting.
Yeah.
In Bilas. When both are meeting. That is Modan. And at that time, flames high, no smoke. Then in Vipralamba, Modan is called Mohan. No? Then flames go more high. Asusakti vows go high. And after these, crossing all these things, comes a madan, lagni sakti, last bit mode. It only is seen in only Radhika, madan. Madan can be seen in the youth of Radhika, in Lalita Visakha also. But madan is not seen in anyone. In Radhika it is especially. Highest top of flames of Ashtasakti, the bhav comes in Radhika, in madan. No? Madan only is in meeting, in sanjog. No? And it is the highest mode of Lagini Shakti. No? And it only comes, this Madan Bhav, in Srimati Aradhika, in meeting. But it is so vichitra.
Peculiar.
Peculiar.
Very agated.
Rare.
Vichitra, very agated.
Very vichitra. That at that time, in meeting, in kissing, in embracing, sometimes Krishna, sometimes Srimati Radhika, they forget everything and then think that each other, that Srimati Radhika is there, Krishna is there. No? And sometimes meeting, not forgetting. And Prem Vaichitya, it is called Prem Vaichitya, in only meeting. Vipralambhi is only to add more ananda to sanjog. So anyone does not want vipralambhi. But as we take, we know that pious kheer, you know?
Yeah.
Paramanna?
Sweet rice.
No? Sweet rice, prepared with so many things. Is best Mahaprasad. No? But when we take something, then appetite goes, we cannot take it more. So we take sometimes a talk, what mane, shower thing, chutney, achar, you know?
Yeah.
To add the ananda of taking
more.
More. Sweet, so for meeting and to for more ananda in meeting, vipralambha comes. To add, as I want a lady, I want to meet a lady, no? I cannot live without her. So I need to marry her. No? I told my friend here, Premananda Prabhu, that please help me, give me some money, I will do marriage. He helped me and gave me money. And I married that lady. Now he became my wife, I became her husband. He helped me in our meeting. So he will not be great than my wife. For wife, he has helped me. In this way, for meeting of Radhika and enjoying more, vipralambha comes. If vipralambha is not there, their happiness will not increase. So it helps.
Mm-hmm.
So vipralambha is not shrestha.
Best
than sanjog. And that is why it has been written in this Ujjwal Nilmani, quoting a slok and giving reference of Lalit Madhav. that Krishna and Radha are meeting in Prem Sarovar also and in No Vrindavan. अभी एक मिनट आकर के बैठिए चुपचाप, आकर के वहां पर बैठ जाए, इनका बात खत्म हो जाएगा तो बात मैम। इट हैज बीन रिटन इन श्लोक, जीव गोस्वामी रूप गोस्वामी हैज रिटन व्हेन दे आर मीटिंग एंड पूर्णमासी इज वॉचिंग एंड ही बिकेम सो व्हाट
एस्टॉनिश्ड
I have never seen this. That they are both meeting, kissing, embracing each other, and they fall. And this is called Rasaraj Mahabhava. Mahabhava is Radhika in Madan, not in Modan and Mohan. Both that. In Mohan, Vipralambha Rasa comes. No? When Prem Vaichitya Divya Unmad, that has been written in Srimad Bhagavatam, Prajalpa, Jalpa, Ujjalpa. It is this in Divya Unmad in Vipralambha. But more than these things, Divya Unmad and Prajalpa and all these things, Prem Vaichitya is. And this Prem Vaichitya only in Sambho. And at that time, Vipralambha and about. So, to add the enjoyment of both, jaldi jana hai. Also, inner meeting is there.
Yes.
If in Vipralam there was not meeting, then it was bogus thing.
I have experience in my own realm, that I was spending some many months with our Guru Maharaj.
Who?
Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He's my guru. And this was many years ago. And then I'm very close to him every day. And then one devotee is telling me, oh, in 2 days Guru Maharaj is going. Then I'm getting a strong feeling, even stronger, that I am present with him, but the thought that he is going, the thought of Vipralambha, I am just using a relative example, that is making the company, making more intense.
So, it is not right that Vipralambha is Srishtha. Vipralambha for sadha, he should feel Dira, in sadhaka. But our Goswami, that is Karnapur Goswami, has not explained after Ras, Krishna going to Mathura or Dwarka, no Brahmargi, nothing. Because he cannot bear the separation of Srimati Radhika. So, separation is so, first separation is to add enjoyment, meeting. There are so many slokas of
this book I have never read.
It has been written. Sthai Prakaran. There is a Sthai Prakaran in Ujjvalini. भवेत विचित्र कोपि मादन मादन रूप गोस्वामी इज टेलिंग दिस मादन द हाइएस्ट टॉपिक टॉप प्रेम मादन प्रेम ऑफ लादिनी विच ओनली एग्जिस्ट इन श्रीमती राधिका only it is found in the yoga of Radha and Krishna, not in the yoga, not in different yoga. Jat vilasa virajante nitya lila sahasradha. Only it is found in Srimati Radhika, not even in Lalita and Vishakha. But he has given so many examples.
I think only people will criticize if there is not the emphasis that for the sadhaka, Vipralamba is most important. If that
most
is not
for sadhakas.
Hmm?
It is right.
If that is not emphasized, then people may criticize.
Why they don't criticize Rupa Goswami? The Sukha also?
This is
why they don't criticize Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur?
So for us, Mahaprabhu and Vipralamba Murti.
Viparalamurti, and he should be worshipped only in Shanta and Dasya, not in Sakya, Vatsal and Madhur. When Dasya and Shanta and Dasya will be paripakva ho jayega,
mature,
then Mahaprabhu will be seen in Radha and Krishna, and then Sakya, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsal and Madhur will be there. Not at Mahaprabhu. We cannot apply, but the roots of Mahaprabhu. That are called Sahajiya.
So the sadhaka, he doesn't like to think of Mahaprabhu in the Gambira when he's feeling these very high flames.
No. They should not worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Madhur, Sakha and Vatsal. They should only serve him like Govinda, Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Gadadhar Goswami, as Dasyaras. But they can feel when two rasas will be matured, then they will see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not Mahaprabhu. They will see that he is Radha and Krishna both. Then all these bhava, mahabhava and all our things be remembered. Then they will see that he is Krishna only in the mood of Radhika. In mood of Radhika he is feeling and tasting Krishna. Three wishes there. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but having the mood of Srimati Radhika to test, because Radha, Srimati Radhika is testing always, always testing, but Krishna is not testing. So in Dwapar Lila, he felt it. And to test like Radhika, all these things, he took the bhava of mood of Radhika. And can he know the. So actually he is Krishna, but having the mood of Radhika. So sometimes it is told that Radha and Krishna both are Chaitanya. But actually Krishna is there. And he has the mood of Rasa Raj Mahabhav.
Can I ask you?
Huh?
The shloka? Sahajiya interpretation.
You can clarify to them who has Govinda Maharaj has told all these things, because he has never seen these books.
I did not.
Ota khule dile, ita khule dile, hu pare hawa asle, ta pare amar bukhar jor asle, upor ta khule dile. Ekhon khulechis. Ekhon o sob khulechis na. First slok.
This is slok from Bhakti Sandarbha. describing two things, Jaturuchi and Ajaturuchi. And Ajata Tadrisha Ruchina tu Sadvishesha Srimatradvita. Can you follow?
Your uchharan is
Ajata
Tadrisha. Ajata?
Ajata Tadrisha Ruchina tu Sadvishesha. Sadvishesha adri matradvita. Rasa nugamapi vaidhi sambalis devanus teya. You know it?
Explanation.
Tataloka. Devotees whose ruchi.
From where it has bhakti?
Bhakti Sandarbha.
Any number?
No number. But the two things are being described, Ajataruchi and Jataruchi.
I will see.
Devotees whose ruchi is not yet awakened, but who feel inclination for Raganuga, sadhana, for inclined for Raganuga sadhana, may do the Raganuga sadhana along with the Vaidhi Bhakti. But this mixing of the Vaidhi and the Raghunuga Sadhana is not complete to add only some element of Raghunuga, but the whole system of Raghunuga must be accepted. Therefore, they are saying, at what stage will the Raganuga sadhana begin? According to Rupa, to Sri Rupa, it must begin in a stage of bhajana kriya, in a stage of not only jataruchi, but ajataruchi. They are saying ajataruchi is a stage below ruchi, below nishtha in bhajana kriya. Therefore, this is the license.
Not below nishtha.
We are saying. And then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Nishtha is there, but not ruchi is there. This is called ajata ruchi. Nishtha must be there. Then?
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Atha Raghunuga Bhakti. This is Bhakti Raghavatma Chandrika. They don't give the number. Atha Raghunuga Bhakti Majasyantha Nivritti Nishtharushyanantaram Prema Bhimukha Dudhasya Sakshat Svadhishtha Prapti Prakar Pradharshate. The meaning is, therefore, how the practicing Raghunuga Bhakti advances to anartanavritti, nishta, ruchi, asakti, bhava, and at last reaches prema will now be discussed. So they are saying this is the evidence that the Raghunuga sadhana must begin at bhajana kriya.
We should see whether inclination of greed is there or
lobha. Yes.
If there is no lobha, it should not be given.
There, then, what is a Raghunuga Bhakta? Then they say, then what is a Raghunuga Bhakta?
We should discuss this. It may be not a ruchi. Ruchi may be. Anath may be or not may be. This is not question. In entering Raghunuga, we should first see that actually his greed or inclination of towards greed he has come. Then he can begin his Raghunuga. Otherwise not.
What is inclination?
Inclination means he has some grout of greed. where there is no rag, no greed for that rag, no raganubhava. Especially Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has written in his Rag Bhatma Chandrika, Raganuga and Vaidhi, where he is following only Vaidhi Bhakti. And he has gone up to bhav, yes, but he is not qualified for Raganuga. He can may have prem also, but no Raganuga, of Braja. But if a man is engaged even also with anarths, there is anarth, no ruchi, no asakti, no bhav, and he has entangled with so many anarth also. But if he has actually greed by the associations of Rasik Vaishnava, anyhow, he is capable, he is qualified for Raganuga.
Then they will give that, then they will give Siddha Pranali.
But he has, whether he has greed or not, actually, we will have to see. This is the mool thing. Mool mane, root thing. Whether he has that greed or not. If there is greed, there are some symptoms.
Yes, then there should be no anartha.
No, we cannot see. Anartha will be there. What anartha? Not for ladies.
That's qualifying.
No, not for. But anartha will be. He can sleep, taking Harinam. That is called lay, vikshe, apratipatti, kashaya. These will be. Also, pap and all other things can be there.
Pap?
Sin.
Pap?
Sin? Pratishtha.
Prarabdha, aprarabdha, it may be there. But as he is living with Rasik Vaishnava and hearing the Harikatha and hearing, there must be Shraddha. Without Shraddha, no Raganuga, no Vaidhi. That should be. And from Shraddha begins, he goes to Gurudev, Diksha, Siksha, and then Bhakti begins. Before Gurudev, no Bhakti. No? First, he is doing some and creates some Shraddha, Shraddha comes. Now he seeks where Gurudev is, from where we have to learn all this. Then he learns something, siksha. And vishambrena guru seva. Understand?
Means intimate service.
Of Gurudev. Hearing more and more. And then he took diksha and siksha and serving with vishamba, not as a past warrior. Understand something?
Mm-hmm.
Vishambhena. Visham means?
Intimate.
Intimate. Not doing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. But.
Mm-hmm. Not with reverence, but with intimacy.
Mm-hmm. As a bandhu.
Right.
Laukik bandhu. And then bhajan begins. Before that, no bhajan. So bhajan are of two kinds. Nishtita bhajan and anishtita bhajan. Anishtita bhajan is before bhajan kriya.
Mm-hmm.
Nishtita bhajan is called bhajan. No? But anishtita bhajan also is added in bhajan because if I am doing any sacrifice, I told you that, bring some fire, bring flowers, ghee and etc. Bringing of flowers, bringing and collecting of all the other things is not yajna. What is yajna? Swaha. I am giving myself. Krishnaya Swaha, Vaishnava Swaha, Indraya Swaha, Marudaya Swaha. This Swaha is Yajna. I am giving myself, offering myself to that Krishna. That is Yajna. No? But to collect is not Yajna. But yet it has been added in Yajna because these are essential for them. So, Anishita Bhajan is not Bhajan. It is only for to ready Bhajan. And after Vaishnava Sangha, Guru Padashraya, and serving Gurudev, and after Bhajan Shiksha, Bhajan begins. Then by that Bhajan, Anarth goes. Otherwise, Anarth will not go. By Anishita Bhajan. No? So, it may be that he has taken Gurudev. No? And he has his all anath has gone. And he has got up to bhav. But it is now he is not qualifying for Raganga Bhajan. Whether Ruchi is there, Ashakti is there, bhav is there, but he is not qualified. But in the case when he has Vaishnava Sangha, and after that he has Diksha Shiksha, and he is entering in Bhajan Marga, at that time, whether he is covered with some anaths, no, Ruchi has not come, Ashakti has not come, but yet by the serving of Vaishnava, it may be that he has some greed, and by that greed he is qualified for Raganga. But in Vaidhi Bhakti, if they have bhav, yet anath has gone, but yet he is not qualified of.
But
they are doing so. No greed, no bhakti, no sadhu sangha, no rasik Vaishnava, but yet they are qualified for Raganga. So they are sahajya actually. They are not. Actual greed has some
symptoms.
But without Raganga he cannot lead. He will always chanting Harinam. He will always think of that. He will always try to read Dasam 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the chapters mixed with Gopi's bhav, not other things. But that they don't know what is Bhagavat, what is the Sarupa of Krishna. They don't know the difference between Dwarkadhish and Brajendranandan. They don't know the difference between Gopal and Kishore Krishna.
Sambandha Gyan.
No Sambandha Gyan? And no, nothing. They don't know that how to paikhana karke paish shauch kiya jata hai.
Going to the toilet. That's already done.
Yeah. No, there is no greed. Greed has something. I know a person, who was cowherding in our mutt, Devananda Gaudiya mutt. He did not know anything. He is somewhat loose screw. And he cannot utter Hare Krishna. He went to Vrindavan and he went to Radha Kunda. And Babaji gave the Gopi bhav and said, you don't know ABCD of all these things. What is greed? What is nothing?
But so it would be hard to convince someone that Lalit Prasad had no lobha.
No, he has no lobha. He has only irsya for Prabhupada and all others. And gathering shishya one. He has no lobha.
You don't accept he was siddha?
No.
Prasad.
He is not a sadhak. What to siddha? Prabhupada has denied it.
What does he say? Baba and Radha.
Bhaji Bhakti chanted Harinam.
Baba and Radha.
Huh?
I think one article came. Baba Sundarananda Vidino, Sundarananda Vidivino, Baba and Radha. Two sons.
Don't touch Sundarananda Vidino.
No.
Because
before
Guru Drohi.
Yes. But before that, one article came. Lalit Prasad seeing Bhakti Vinod Thakur as Baba.
Baba.
Baba. Hmm. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur as Radha.
See. Those who don't read all these things, they are foolish. They cannot differentiate all this. And they write so many things. Raghunatha Vaishnava will be like Raghunath Das Goswami from beginning. From beginning, he was in Raghunatha, no Vaidika. And see his character from beginning to last. This is the character of any Raghunatha Goswami. And lakhs, only very rare persons are. If any Raganuga Vaishnava is entering in Raganuga, this first symptom, he will not see towards any ladies. This is first symptom. Whether he is with anartha or not, he has no time to see as Raghunath Das Goswami. As the follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he sent out his Choto Haridas out of his camp, like this. If Harinami is doing and Raganuga, he is remembering, and his calm came to enjoy calm, then he is first class progress person. Evam Vadubhi Idancha Vishnu. You know this is it all?
Vishwanath Bhagavat.
Srimad
Bhagavat.
Yeah. Vadubhi Idancha Vishnu. Vikriditam Vadubhi Idancha Vishnu. Anushuniyat atha varniyidaja. Bhaktya Bhagavati Pratilabhya Kamam. Hridarogamashu. Apaihanit Achirinadhu. Then calm actions go. But their calm increases. By reading, by remembering all these things, so they have no greed at all. I think
those who have
greed, no? Like Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiv Goswami, Sad Goswami, they have not done any shishya.
Any shishya?
No disciple. Very rare. Like Rupa Goswami only accepted Jiv Goswami. No more. Loknath Das Goswami only Narottam Thakur. But as a pity, Narottam Thakur has accepted. But it is rare. And when he became Siddha, he collected some disciples. And he thought that he was going to die again. Bachke.
Reappeared.
And again he did some bhajan, and after some time he left.
They're saying that diksha as a function of sambandha gyan, that it cannot be complete without siddha pranali.
Huh?
They're saying diksha is a function of sambandha gyan. And if I tell you Krishna is the object, there is only one half. Other half, you must know who you are. So without Siddha Pranali, Diksha is not complete.
Siddha Pranali, where it is? In Bhagavatam? In Rupa Goswami books? In Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur? Where is this is Siddha Pranali? I want to know.
Jayavadharma, they are saying. Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
So?
Shravandas.
Shravandas. Charandas.
Hearing from Guru. Then liking Raga.
And I want to know where it has been described for Siddha Pranali. In what book? Where?
They are saying Jayavadharma.
Huh?
They are saying Jayavadharma, Harinam Chintamani.
We should follow Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He has not given any where to here and there. Only Babaji has given to Vijay Kumar and Bhajanath. In what stage we should see? Where there is greed actual, not to others. He has told that at the time of Diksha, he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing and doing kirtan. You saw?
Not yet.
Not yet? You have got diksha?
No doubt.
So there are diksha of two kinds. Anishthita and nishthita. Anishthita, that is meaning vidvadrudi or vidvadrudi. Vidvadrudi meaning with realization. And no realization, diksha is abhidvadrudi, not vidvadrudi. Anusthaniki. Our diksha is anusthaniki, not with realization. Monday when realization will come, then. We will see that what kind of our guru is. His rasik and bhav really are not. He has qualities to give, raganuga are not. He has kept so many ladies are not. Then it is very rare.
Aswami.
Hello, Khan. Ese boso, tera chole jagta. Ekta thik byavastha kar do to kotha gelo. Bij ke dekhe do.
Maharaj, Adilobi Maharaj has given this also, this Siddhi Pranali.
Maharaj Bazaar Maharaj.
I don't know he may be happy. He was qualified. Prabhupada was qualified, he may be. But they don't declare that I'm giving to this and that. So rare person.
Yeah. Generally it's not done.
He may have done. He was powerful to him. His less and less time qualified than Sahajiya Babaji of Radha Kunda and all others. Yes?
I have one other question. So many times I'm coming. Only two questions. This is about Balabhacharya. Balabhacharya and Mahaprabhu. Balabhacharya having difference with Mahaprabhu. But Rupa Goswami is mentioning his tika twice in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. But Mahaprabhu not listening to that tika. That is one confusion. Second thing.
No confusion there. When they have difference of opinion, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Balabhacharya, anyone has not accepted him. And difference of opinion was not in Siddhanta. Because he had some abhiman that I know more.
Pride.
And that is why Mahaprabhu has rejected him. But actually, he has not cancelled his bhakti Siddhanta.
Rejected.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted only that his pride should be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And after some time he saw that they are fast learned and they are so big hungry. Then he fell in the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu ordered Gadadhar Pandit to give. And after that no difference in the focus.
But there it is mentioned that Gadadhar Pandit, comparison given to Rukmini. Comparison is given to Rukmini.
But
Gadadhar Pandit's disposition is compared to that of Rukmini in that part of Chaitanya Charitamrita.
It may be because at that time anyone cannot give diksha. No mantra. Srimati Radhika has not given. So a Vaishnava of Uttam Mahabhagavata, when he gives diksha to disciple, he comes down in the stage of Madhyamadhikara. That is why at that time Gadadhar Pandit has been told like so. But actually he was Srimati Radhika.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why Gadadhar Pandit, he get initiated with Gopala.